you've made it through another week. And now, you don't know what to watch. Can't Netflix and chill, because it's been family movie night ever since the damn Rona hit. Not to worry, these bros got you covered. With reviews on movies and streaming shows. Even YouTube. And yes, I said YouTube. This is the Bro Rants Movie Review Show with Nick and Reg. Better grab some popcorn. It's gonna be good.
Welcome back. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. It's been a week, but hey, it is finally Friday. And what, despite one of my best times to be on this show, why?
It's Friday.
Friday, and we got movie reviews, bro. Movie reviews. It's all good. Hey. And this week, we're actually going to be reviewing The Rental. I know we were supposed to do it last week, but we're doing it this week. Mm-hmm. And I dug it. What about you?
No good.
No bueno, man.
No bueno.
Yo, when he gets bilingual, you know it's bad. And that's just a matter of opinion. So anyway, without further ado, let me go ahead and just play this trailer for you guys before we get into it.
Let me show you out back, and then I'll get out of your hair.
The stars are insane out here.
I should have brought the telescope.
What do you need a telescope in the city for? Unless you're like a peeping Tom or something. Okay, and from the trailer, it even looks, to me, intense. It looks pretty freaking good.
Yeah, they sold you on the trailer.
They sold. All right, look, if you guys, all right, I think this is an amazing job from a first-time director, Dave Franco, because for him to come in as an actor and shoot a horror, it's pretty tall feat. And I think he accomplished a lot because it was directed well. Yep. It had great cinematography.
The acting was good.
The plot was good. Yes.
Yeah, it was good. I'll give him that.
Exactly. The plot was very good.
But it went sour real quick.
No, it didn't.
It did go sour real quick. The last 10 minutes of the actual horror aspect to it, the scary that I was waiting for the first hour and 20 minutes or so. You had 12 minutes of the actual scary aspect to it.
Okay, I can understand that. But let me tell you what I appreciate about this. Okay, does this belong in a horror genre? No, I don't think so. Does it belong in a thriller? Yes, with drama. Because what I liked about it, and it had a little, you know, they put in there a touch of social, you know, a social message or issue with racism. Mm-hmm. Because you had the character Mina. Mm-hmm. Mina that was supposed to be Lisp or Jeremy White Allen. Yeah. The guy that plays Shameless, which is a great character. But I saw Shameless the whole time I was watching.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Lip.
That's like, the first thing I see when I see him. That's the same thing I thought. Lip. I was like, oh, this is cool.
Lip's
finally
in there.
Something different.
Well, yeah, finally. So I thought something different, but to me, he was still playing the same character. I was like, still.
Badass, bad attitude, trouble.
Exactly. You know. Hot temper. Uh-huh. So his girlfriend, they show that where, okay, she applied for the Airbnb or the rental, whatever. Okay, she applied for it. She didn't get it. Yep. An hour later, her partner, colleague, a white man in America, gets it. Mm-hmm. So right off the bat, there's that tension there. So she's not feeling real comfy going to this rental, this Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so they meet the owner. And she's like, she confronts it and says, hey, are you the one that you know, basically gives that screens?
Yeah. Who rents the property.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, well, you know, is there a reason why I didn't get it? So right off the bat, she doesn't like
the owner
or the property manager.
Which is his brother's property.
Yeah, exactly. But so that starts the tone of the whole film. Mm-hmm. And what you have, I think, is great, is what you don't see since they're going with hard thriller is a drama. You're seeing something that's more intense than what's happening outside. Mm-hmm. You're so wrapped up in the story. I mean, you probably didn't like it because you were expecting a horror. I think that's what the disappointment part is. Everyone's expecting this to be a traditional, typical horror.
Yeah, yeah.
So that probably threw you off. But what we did see is actual acting. So there's a lot of ups and downs, and we're watching two couples, you know. two couples going through stuff. Because, I mean, there's different things that you thought could have happened in this film.
Sure.
Because there's some undertone. Even from the beginning, the first shot we see, which I didn't even realize was the brother's girlfriend, on Mina character, on the character that plays...
Hello.
What's his name? Oh, forgive us, please.
It's Alexa talking.
Yeah, you know, exactly. So the guy that plays Charlie, Dan Stevens, right? So he's they're both looking at it, and you're thinking they're the couple from that first open shot because she's all over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And then the brother walks in, and you're like, holy
sure
crap. And you're like, holy crap, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Hey, shut up, Alexa. Anyway, so you're like, what's going on here? So you're like, does something take place in their past or something? Mm-hmm. So there's some undertone, some underlying attraction going on there.
Well, sure. And as the movie goes on, you start to see.
Yeah, you start to see that. You start to see what can develop from that. So that takes you completely out of the whole... So the whole time you're waiting for the horror aspect of it. But other than that, what I liked was the character development. I liked that there was a storyline. Like I said, it wasn't your typical slasher horror. Mm-hmm. The jump scares you weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. Yes, everything happens within the last 10 to 12 minutes. Yes. Yeah. But did I enjoy the fact that there was this randomness to it? Mm-hmm. Because everyone's expecting it to be, you know, there's a twist upon a twist, and everyone's expecting for you to see and know who, you know, the boogeyman or whatever is, and we don't.
Yeah. Well, they did a good job calculating the potential for a sequel, obviously.
Yes. Yes. Which.
But I probably won't be watching it.
What? Oh, man. I mean, can they do it again? No. I don't think they can do it again because we already know the system as far. So would there be a sequel? it had to be really good writers because we don't want to see the same thing play out now. Maybe it'd be a family. It'd probably be a family of four.
Well, no, but I would agree that if, like I said, that's the part I didn't like about it was the last 12 minutes of the actual killer. I mean, without going into too much detail. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe I would watch a second, the sequel, just to see how they play it out because maybe they'll start it off at the beginning as boom, straight to the point.
Could be.
You know, the motive, maybe the person behind it. I don't want to give too much information about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess maybe I would. You know, I don't know. I'm iffy on that. Maybe if there's nothing else to watch, I might watch it again.
Well, but, hey, what I did like, okay, here's the thing. What I was intrigued about, which everyone was as well, was the fact that there was this almost, oh shit, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And you see how four innocent people plot together and then you see people's true colors come out.
Sure.
So, like I said, that's when I said there's a twist upon a twist, and so there's so much happening.
Yeah, I give it to you. I mean, yeah, you are right.
Yeah,
there was the plot was good.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, it seemed like for me watching it, you have this big buildup, and then what happened last like 10-12 minutes was the go for the movie, and then it ended. You know, so it was this big buildup for a suspense to leave you at the end to watch our next show or our sequel to the movie.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I mean, the reason I liked it, just to say, cause it was a different take on it. It was an actor director.
Yeah.
And coming from an acting background,
sure,
I can appreciate just in horror having something better than sex only.
Without the blood and the guts.
And not just seeing beautiful blondes and plastics and this beauty is here. Because you had a Middle Eastern woman that was a love interest in there. Mm-hmm. And you had, and you know, you had Brie, which is Dave Franco's wife. Mm-hmm. But these weren't like overly, you know, beautiful people, you know, they were normal
average
looking
people. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, lips in it.
He's got like, I'll say it again. He's got some swag, man. He's got some swag. He's got some swag.
Yeah.
Was it Dan Stevens? Mm-hmm. You know, great, great, great actor. Mm-hmm. And he gets in his roles that you can't even tell that he's
British
at all. I mean, you know, and I liked the way he didn't play the anchor. I liked the way he played his character really, really well. All of them, like I said, great acting all around. Uh-huh. And for me, I would say for everyone, watch this movie. I like it. I would say it's a good film because I watch it. You can watch it with your family. I mean, kids got to be teenagers. But yeah,
eight-year-olds though.
not 8 years. No, not 8 years old.
All right, you sold me on it.
Sold you.
I'll agree.
Okay.
You know, it was just a disappointment. That's all I can say.
Gotcha. So, a disappointment. Okay, guys, and that is our review. A disappointment, but I'll take it. You know what I mean? That's a win, and I'll take that. And hey, guys, go check out the movie. Let us know what you think. And you got the platforms on Instagram and Facebook. And hey, Bro Rants is out.
Peace.